Okay, yeah. Once you got that, then there's a couple of things you could do. You could, at that point, you could actually, you know, get an SD card, download All Starlink 3, and assuming you're going to put it on a Pi-based device, which I'm betting you will, you know, you just get the image for the Pi appliance, you put it on there, and pretty much follow the instructions. You know, if you've done a Pi Star, you know, it's no harder than that, really. The instructions are fairly straightforward. But as far as getting a Pi, so there's several ways you can do it. The cheapest way to do it is there's this thing called a white dongle, and you can get that and a Pi, and you can set all that up. I don't generally recommend that for people because they have their issues that people battle with. If you're going in cold, you know, one good one to look at is Kits for Ham, is it, I think? I think that's his website, but it's the Sherry, the Brian, the Sherry Pies. I have a few of those, although I'll complete the thought here in a second on that. I'm selling them. But I have a few of those. They serve me well. You know, you can buy them complete from him in the $200 range, or you can buy them as parts. You could buy the bare minimum for like $80, and you supply the Pi and put it together, which it's easy, you know, wherever your comfort level is. Everything from, you know, the parts minus the Pi all the way up to complete and ready to go. You decide where you know, how much you want to pay and what you want to do with him. So he's a pretty good place to go. The other one, hold on. The other one is Node Ventures, and he sells a product called the Clear Node. And he does everything for you. You tell him you want a Clear Node. It's the most expensive option. You tell him you want one. You send in your credentials, your node number and your password, and your Wi-Fi credentials. And when it shows up at your doorstep, you pull it out of the box, you plug it in, and it's on the air. The Clear Node has a very clever front end written for it. He wrote a really nice UI that goes on your phone, and you can do everything really, really slick and easy on your phone to control it. It also allows you to do the digital modes using an analog radio. You know, all modes can do that when set up appropriately with the appropriate software, but none with the front end that this guy's created. And I got it, and I've done it myself, you know, and it's really clutchy and goofy, and, you know, just, you know, I bought myself a Clear Node a while back. Honestly, God, it's the only one I use anymore. I love that thing. But, you know, you got to pay the price. You saw